Also this weekend, a little south of Boston, the Newport Folk Festival kicks off. For more than 50 years, the festival has been one of the premier events in folk music. It's launched the careers of many musicians who went on to become American icons, including this man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the person that's going to come up now has a limited amount of time. His name is Bob Dylan.
So that, of course, is Bob Dylan. The year was 1965 in Newport, and he was plugged in, a seminal moment when Dylan went from acoustic to electric.
So shaking things up is nothing new for Newport, but this year the event's creator, George Wein, decided to shake things up in order to ensure the festival's future. Wein is 85, and despite its long history of success, the festival has not been immune to the pressures of the weak economy. In 2009, the festival's 50th anniversary was almost canceled after corporate sponsors walked away.
That's why earlier this year, Wein decided to return Newport Folk and Jazz Festivals to their roots. He's converted them back to nonprofit status.
Deborah Ross is the executive director of the Newport Festival Foundation. We talked with her a little earlier about the decision.
Well, Deborah Ross, I wonder if I could just ask you directly, why take the Newport Jazz and Folk Festivals into nonprofit status?
Well, it's a great question. We have been a for-profit business for many years, but originally both festivals were nonprofit. We decided to go nonprofit because we felt that it was the best way to ensure that the festivals would continue. We're able to collect donations and apply for grants for different programs. We have two very successful models that we can look to. Both the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and the Monterey Jazz Festivals are nonprofit organizations as well.
Now, Deborah, I wonder, when you say that you wanted to be sure that the Newport Jazz and Folk Festivals can continue, do you mean can continue in the face of our ongoing very down economy where maybe corporate sponsorship is touch and go from year to year? Or do you mean that the man who's the heart and soul down there in Newport, George Wein, is 85, and though we would want to have him around for many, many more years, he may not be?
Well, it's a little bit of both, actually. Corporate sponsorship does obviously fluctuate. But George, you know, he just felt that this was the best way to be able to, maintain the festivals into the future.
Mm. And I wonder, from your perspective, because George Wein is, you know, he's the man who got this all started, he's the one that everyone turns to when they think of the festivals in Newport, when it comes to creating the next generation of people who are going to take care of his legacy, how are you going about doing that?
George has always worked with a very dedicated team of people who have worked with him for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So we know, you know, the kinds of things that George does that, you know, that we might want to model and whatever. At the same time, you know, one person can't, I mean, as George is first to admit, everyone's replaceable, you know. I mean, no one's going to do everything the same way that George does. And I think in the end, he would want somebody to sort of take what he had started and make it grow and blossom and be different.
Deborah Ross, how has attendance been in the past couple of years? I mean, it seems to me that you're attracting as many music fans as ever.
I would agree with you. Despite the fact, particularly for the Jazz Festival, that we don't have as many huge names, the festival is still, you know, generating an audience. And we have actually, for jazz, we're quite a bit ahead of what we were last year.
Well, on that note, who are you excited about this year?
For the Folk Festival, I've always been a huge Emmylou Harris fan, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing her. And I also have become, thanks to the Newport Folk Festival, a big Decemberist fan. I'd never heard of the Decemberist before, and they're one of my favorite iPod choices these days. So there's something for everybody.
Well, Deborah Ross, Executive Director of the Newport Festival Foundation, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and we hope to see you at the festival.
And we'll end this segment with the Decemberists playing in Newport in 2009. The Newport Folk Festival kicks off this weekend. The Jazz Festival starts August 5th.
And under the boughs unbound, all cloaked in snowy shroud.
In a moment, the MCAS science test has only been a graduation requirement since last year, but it's already held back hundreds of otherwise qualified high school seniors. Massachusetts Secretary of Education Paul Revel joins us to talk about whether that is fair. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.